All right, so you sent over quite the stack of articles this time. It looks like we're going to be diving into a whole world of products today, from high-end fashion to
Legos.
health supplements,
Oh, yeah.
even a carpet with cartoon flowers on it.
That's right. It's wild.
It is fascinating to see this range, though, because it really reflects what the modern marketplace looks like.
Right.
Big brands,
Yeah.
niche items,
Yep.
online marketplaces, you name it.
Yeah, it's all here.
It's all here.
It seems like our main source this time is this website, allsearchnow.com.
Right.
What's the deal with this site? Is it like a product review hub?
It's more like a blog style website
Okay.
that gives you these curated snapshots of different product categories.
Interesting.
Almost like they're trying to give you a quick taste of what's out there.
Okay, cool. So
Yeah.
let's jump into it. First up, we've got a bunch of fashion articles.
Right.
Paradiso Clothing, Seven for All Mankind, which, by the way, is a fantastic name. And then Just Fashion Now.
Yeah.
Lots of ways to look sharp these days.
Yeah.
What's interesting here is how each of these brands targets a different kind of shopper.
Okay.
Paradiso seems to be all about comfort and having a wide variety of styles.
Yeah.
Seven for All Mankind is definitely leaning into a more trendy, stylish vibe.
I can see that.
And then you've got Just Fashion Now, which probably gives you a clue about their focus on fast
Okay,
fashion.
yeah. You got to explain that one to me, fast fashion. I know it's a thing.
Right.
What are we really talking about?
It's all about speed
Okay.
and keeping up with the absolute latest trends.
Got it.
New styles are constantly being designed, produced, and shipped at incredibly low prices,
That makes sense.
which is great for staying on trend, but there's a downside too. Often comes at a cost.
Yeah.
You have to think about the environmental impact of all those clothes being produced so quickly
Yeah.
and the potential for not so great working conditions in the factories.
Yeah. Makes you think twice about where those clothes came from.
Right.
Okay, back to these articles.
Yeah.
This DHgate website keeps popping up.
It
What's the
does.
deal with that?
DHgate is an online marketplace, kind of like AliExpress. It's a platform that connects buyers directly with sellers,
Okay.
and a lot of those sellers are offering products at wholesale prices.
Ooh, so that's where you find those incredible deals.
Potentially, yes.
But I'm guessing there's some risks too. Like,
Exactly.
how do you even know what you're getting is legit?
When you're buying directly from sellers, especially those overseas, it's really important to do your research.
Okay.
Read the reviews carefully, understand the return policies,
Got it.
and just know that things might not always be as they seem in the product photos.
All right, good advice. Moving on from the world of fashion, we've got some articles about toys.
Yes.
Firestar toys specifically. Are we talking like
Little.
action figures here?
Not quite. Firestar Toys is all about Legos.
Oh, fun.
They cater to kids, obviously, but they also have a huge following among adult collectors, which is really interesting because it just shows how Legos have managed to stay popular across generations.
Totally. I mean, Legos are classic.
They
They're
are.
like the ultimate building block of imagination.
Exactly.
All right, what else have we got? Okay, Java Burn. Tell me this is some magic coffee that melts away pounds.
It claims to help with weight loss
Okay.
and boosting your metabolism when you add it to your coffee. But remember, we're just looking at product descriptions here.
Right.
Always do your research on any supplement before you try it.
For safety first. Now, this next one, Prostaviv.
Yes.
Sounds important,
Yeah.
but maybe a little too personal for a podcast.
It's a supplement that targets prostate health in men,
Okay.
and I think its inclusion here just shows how wide-ranging this world of products really is.
It does.
We're talking everything from everyday clothes to very specific health concerns.
That's true. Right. We can't talk about products without mentioning Amazon,
Right.
the king of online shopping.
Right.
A few Amazon products are listed here: a Leo Technic, Mercedes-AMG race car. This thing has got to be insanely detailed. Some Estée Lauder face cream and a pair of Reebok sneakers. You can
Wow.
buy anything on Amazon.
It's true.
It's pretty amazing.
What this tells us, though, is how dominant Amazon has become in e-commerce.
Right.
It's basically the default platform for a massive range of products, and people clearly feel comfortable buying almost anything from there.
It's just so convenient.
It is.
Okay, last but not least, in this initial batch of articles, we've got some tech stuff.
Okay.
A Samsung gaming monitor. This thing has a 360 Hz refresh rate, which sounds serious,
Yeah.
and an Acer laptop.
Interesting.
What's interesting here is how they focus on the performance and specs in the product descriptions.
I think so too.
Like they're trying to appeal to people who really care about those details, whether it's gamers wanting a super smooth visual experience or just someone who needs a reliable laptop for everyday work.
Right. It's about finding the right tool for the job.
It is.
Even in the world of tech.
Yeah. Exactly. We've gone from high fashion to kids' toys, health supplements, hardcore gaming gear. It's wild. What do you are there any bigger trends emerging from these initial articles?
Definitely. The most obvious one is just the sheer variety of products we have access to these days.
Right.
We live in a world of almost unlimited options.
It's true.
Which is pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
And it's not just variety, it's accessibility.
Exactly.
We can shop for pretty much anything online now.
Yeah, no need to even leave the couch.
That's right. Which is super convenient, of course.
It is.
But it also brings up some interesting questions.
Like what?
Like, with so many choices, how do we know what's good quality? How do we avoid getting scammed or buying something that's not authentic?
That's a good question.
It's like the paradox of choice.
Right.
More options can actually make it harder to choose.
Especially with all the marketing and ads constantly bombarding us.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. It's more important than ever to be a smart consumer.
Absolutely.
Know what you need. Do your research and just be aware of the potential pitfalls of online shopping.
That's great advice. Okay, so we've talked fashion, toys, health, tech.
Right.
What other product categories are hiding in this stack of articles?
So many.
Let's keep digging.
Let's do it. It seems like we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to unpack here. You're right. In addition to those categories, we also have some interesting articles on home decor and pet supplies. Remember that carpet with cartoon flowers we talked about?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? That one definitely piqued my curiosity. What kind of home is rocking a cartoon flower carpet? I need details.
It's described as a charming and colorful addition to any room. Made with soft, durable material, it seems to be targeted towards children, playing up the fun and whimsical aspect.
Okay, I can see that. Perfect for a playroom or a kid's bedroom. What about the pet supplies? Any cool gadgets for our furry friends?
There's an article about a water dispenser auto drinker for cats. It has filters and even a motion sensor. The article highlights how convenient it is and how it ensures your cat always has fresh filtered water.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I can definitely see busy pet owners appreciating something like that. It's all about making sure your feline companion stays hydrated, even when you're not home.
Exactly. And it speaks to this growing trend of pet products that offer both functionality and convenience. People are more than willing to invest in things that make their pets' lives easier and more enjoyable.
Totally. Pets are family after all.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got fashion toys, health tech, home decor, and pet supplies covered. Anything else hiding in this stack of articles?
Well, we've touched on it a bit already, but it's worth digging deeper into the world of online marketplaces, specifically DHgate. These platforms have become major players in the global economy, connecting buyers and sellers from all corners of the world.
You're right. DHgate seems to be a recurring theme in these articles. What exactly makes it different from other online marketplaces? I mean, we all know Amazon, but DHgate is a bit more of a mystery.
One of the key things that sets DHgate apart is its focus on wholesale, while Amazon caters to both individual consumers and businesses. DHgate really targets businesses looking to buy in bulk at lower prices.
So it's more of a business-to-business platform. Like if you're stocking your boutique or online store, you might go to DHgate.
Exactly. It lets businesses source products directly from manufacturers and suppliers, a lot of them in China, that cuts out the middleman and can potentially save them a ton of money.
That makes sense. But what about regular folks like you and me? Can everyday people shop on DHgate too?
Oh, absolutely. While their main focus is wholesale, they also offer retail options for individual buyers. You can find a wide range of things on DHgate, from clothes and electronics to home goods and even beauty products.
So potentially amazing deals, but also potential risks we should be aware of, right? Like, how do you know you're getting a quality product?
You hit the nail on the head. As with any online marketplace, especially one with a strong international presence, it's crucial to do your research, compare prices from different sellers, read reviews thoroughly, and make sure you understand the shipping and return policies before committing to a purchase.
Always good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so DHgate is all about connecting buyers and sellers directly, often with that wholesale angle. What about the types of products? What kind of stuff can you actually find on there?
The variety on DHgate is pretty mind-boggling. We're talking everything from clothing, shoes, and accessories to electronics, home decor. You can even find wedding dresses on there.
Wait, wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more about that.
One of the articles highlights the availability of cheap wholesale price wedding dresses. On DHgate, it seems to be a popular category, especially for brides who are looking for affordable options without sacrificing style.
I can see the appeal for sure. Weddings can be so expensive. Finding a beautiful gown at a fraction of the typical retail price would be a dream come true for a lot of people.
Exactly. And DHgate offers a huge range of styles, from classic and elegant to more modern and trendy designs. You can find everything from ball gowns and mermaid dresses to A-line silhouettes and bohemian-inspired pieces.
Wow. It's like a treasure trove for brides on a budget. But I imagine there are some extra things to keep in mind when shopping for a wedding dress online, especially from a platform like DHgate.
Definitely. It's crucial to pay close attention to the sizing charts, fabric descriptions, and of course, read those customer reviews to get a sense of the quality and fit. You want to make sure you're getting something that lives up to your expectations, especially for such a special occasion.
Okay, so we've got fashion, toys, health tech, home decor, pet supplies, and even wedding dresses. Are there any other unexpected product categories on DHgate? What else have you uncovered in these articles?
The articles also mention cheap wholesale price computers and talk about finding the best products direct from China at very competitive prices. It seems like electronics are another huge category on the platform.
That makes sense. Huh. China is a major player in electronics manufacturing, so it makes sense that you'd find a lot of tech gadgets on DHgate. What kind of devices are we talking about here?
The articles don't get super specific, but they do mention things like cell phones and electronics in general. So you're probably looking at a wide range, everything from smartphones and tablets to laptops and headphones. It's basically a tech lover's paradise.
So if you're looking for a tech bargain and you're willing to do a little extra research, DHgate might be the place to go.
Potentially, yes. But again, it's crucial to do your research, compare prices from different sellers, and understand the potential risks involved. Not every seller on DHgate is created equal, and you want to make sure you're dealing with a reputable source.
Right. Always better to err on the side of caution. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from fashion and toys to tech and wedding dresses. It's pretty incredible to see the sheer variety of products we have access to these days, both online and offline. It really is a world of products.
Absolutely, and this is just a small glimpse into what's out there. The modern marketplace is constantly evolving with new products and trends popping up all the time. It's a dynamic and exciting space.
It definitely is. But as we've discussed, it's also important to be an informed and discerning consumer with so many choices available. It's easy to get overwhelmed or make impulsive purchases we later regret.
That's so true. It's more important than ever to really understand your needs, do your research, compare prices, read those reviews, and be aware of the potential downsides of online marketplaces. It's all about being a savvy shopper.
I love that, savvy shopper.
Yeah.
That's what we should all strive to be. So we've talked about the variety, the accessibility, the potential pitfalls. What are some of the key takeaways you're seeing from all this?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is that the modern marketplace is incredibly complex and multifaceted. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to buying or selling products. What works for one person or business might not work for another.
Right. It's all about finding the right strategy for your unique needs and goals. Whether you're a business trying to connect with your ideal customer or a consumer trying to navigate a sea of options, it's essential to understand the nuances of the marketplace and make informed decisions.
Exactly. It's about being strategic, doing your research, and most importantly, being mindful of the choices you make and the impact they have on you, your wallet, and the world around you.
Couldn't agree more. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, there's one more thing I want to touch on.
Oh, I'm all ears. What's caught your attention?
Well, we've talked about the overwhelming variety of products, the constant marketing messages, the rise of social media shopping.
Yes, go on.
It makes me wonder, with all this going on, how do we find balance? How do we stay grounded and resist that urge to constantly buy more, more, more? How do we cultivate contentment in a world that's constantly telling us we need more stuff?
That's such a great question, and it's something a lot of us are struggling with in this age of consumerism. It can be hard to resist the temptation of the next best thing, that feeling like you always need to upgrade or keep up with the latest trends.
It's exhausting, really. And it makes you wonder, are we really gaining anything from all this stuff?
Yeah.
Does it truly bring lasting happiness and fulfillment?
That's something we each need to examine for ourselves. I believe genuine contentment comes from within, not from external possessions. It's about appreciating what we have, nurturing our relationships, pursuing our passions, and finding meaning and purpose beyond material goods.
I love that it's about shifting our focus from a scarcity mindset to one of abundance, recognizing that true wealth lies in the richness of our lives, not the size of our bank accounts or the number of gadgets we own. That's a powerful message.
It is, and it's a message that's more important than ever in today's world.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. We've talked about everything from the intricacies of DHgate to the deeper philosophical questions surrounding consumerism and contentment. What do you think? Are we ready to move on to the final leg of our journey and explore the broader implications of this world of products?
Absolutely. I think it's time to zoom out and see the bigger picture. Let's dive in.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into this whole world of products thing. It's been wild so far, right? We've covered everything from brands and marketing to online marketplaces to like the deeper psychology of consumerism.
Oh, it's been fascinating.
It has been.
So much to think about.
But now I kind of want to zoom out and look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
Like, what does all of this tell us about the world we live in?
That's a great question to end on. One of the most striking things to me is just how globalized commerce has become.
Oh.
We're seeing products sourced from all over the planet.
Yeah.
Sold on platforms that connect buyers and sellers across continents. It's incredible.
I think that little mention of DHgate really opened up that whole can of worms.
It did.
About global supply chains and just how interconnected our economies really are.
Exactly. And it raises some important questions, too.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
About ethical sourcing, sustainability, you know, the impact our shopping habits have on communities around the world.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about.
It is.
It's easy to get excited about a new gadget or a cool fashion find.
Right.
But we also have to think about where those things came from and the impact they had along the way.
Absolutely. There's definitely a growing awareness of the need for conscious consumerism.
Oh, yeah.
Making choices that align with our values and
yeah.
supporting businesses that prioritize ethical practices.
So it's not just about what we buy, but how we buy and who we're buying from.
Exactly.
It's about using our purchasing power to, like, make a positive impact.
Precisely. It's about being informed, asking questions.
Yeah.
Where was this product made? What were the working conditions like?
Mm.
Is this company committed to sustainability? These are all important things to think about.
You know, as we've been talking about all this, another big picture theme has been swirling in my mind.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Okay, so we've talked about the overwhelming variety of products out there, the constant barrage of marketing messages,
mm-hmm.
how social media and online shopping are kind of blurring together.
Yes, I see where you're going with this.
It all makes me wonder, how do we find balance in all of this?
Right.
How do we resist the urge to constantly acquire more, more, more?
It's so hard.
It is. How do we even cultivate contentment when we're constantly being told we need the next best thing?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's something that so many of us are grappling with, I think,
yeah.
in this age of consumerism.
It's a real challenge.
It is.
To resist that, like, allure of new and shiny.
Yes.
That pressure to always upgrade and keep up with the latest trends.
It can get exhausting.
It really can. It
yeah.
makes you stop and think, like, what are we actually gaining from all this stuff?
Right.
Is it really making us happy?
Yeah. Does it bring us lasting happiness?
I don't know.
I think true contentment comes from within,
okay.
not from external possessions.
Lucy.
It's about appreciating what we have.
Okay.
You know, focusing on experiences rather than things,
mm-hmm.
nurturing our relationships, pursuing our passions, finding meaning and purpose beyond material goods.
I love that. It's about shifting our mindset from scarcity to abundance.
Yes.
Realizing that true wealth lies in the richness of our lives, not in the size of our bank accounts or the number of gadgets we own.
So well said.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into a world of products, we want to leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
How will you choose to navigate this complex, ever-evolving world of products and consumption?
What steps can you take to become a more conscious, informed, and empowered consumer?
And ultimately, how will you cultivate contentment and well-being in a world that constantly tempts us with more?
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time.
Happy exploring.